Yes, it's. I think we'll probably get the result today because the CNE was supposed to announce the result on last Monday, but because of delay, according to the president of the CNE, related to logistics, they had to delay the result for 48 hours. So finally, we are going to get them this Friday, probably before the end of the day.
Fiano, I heard some people are worried and tension is high. What is the situation in the capital, Conakry?
Right now, everything is calm, but yes, for example, yesterday, as you know, the CENI was supposed to announce the result. And by noon, most of the people closed their store, they went back home. So most of the streets were empty because people are afraid to have violence. It seems that right now there are three leading candidates, but whatever happens, there will be two candidates for the second round. And we might have some people going out on the street because the candidate lost. And it's very difficult at this stage to predict exactly what will happen. We wish it will be really peaceful, but once again, it's going to be difficult to know exactly how things will evolve. So people are eager to get the result, but at the same time, are very concerned about, you know, potential violence from the supporters of some of the candidates.
Has President Sekouba Konate or Prime Minister Doré or the Electoral Commission said anything, and is the military ready to ensure peace and security as people are anxious about the results and probably what the reaction of some supporters will be?
Yes, in fact, last day, there have been several meetings organized between President Konate and some of the political leaders who are at the same time candidates to discuss exactly how to maintain peace and security. He has told them that the army will make sure that there is no involvement of the army, but at the same time, the candidate have to be responsible and provide instructions to their supporters not to go on the street.
With your connection with the youth, what has been your message to them? Because I'm sure they support different political parties. What has been your message to them?
So far, what we have been telling them is really, no matter what happens, to be calm and to use the legal means. We have been to all of the cities, not only in Conakry, but in the countryside, talking to the youth, making them understand this is, you know, about democracy, which means the rule of the majority. And at the end of the day, we will have just one candidate coming out all of these elections. And no matter what happens, they have to make sure that they stay calm, they don't use any kind of violence, and if there's an issue, to use the legal means.
How did they receive your message?
So far, it has been really very positive. All of the places where we have been, once we finished talking to them, all of them, they applaud, and they said, you know, once again, Guinea is a family, and no matter what happens, we have to stay together, so we have really to avoid using any kind of violence. But, you know, sometimes you have some people who can be very difficult to control. They might decide otherwise, but we have all to keep on talking to them and making them understand that violence is not the mean to use if there are any issue.